Wei. Good morning.
Yes. Oh, good morning, Wei.
I am so excited.
What's going on?
With the new Vital Balance, of course.
Oh, yeah. So am I. It's fabulous.
Yes, I just got a 50 people down on my list this morning. I could think of the benefit from this just like off of my head, so I'm very excited.
Oh, wow.
Yes, if no one else on is, think of people who are single, any diabetic, overweight, and who doesn't have time. Five categories, and itemize in those areas.
Yep.
That's a good idea, Wei.
Yes. Does every single person want to get out of the house and just, like, simplify their life?
Let's see. I am going to turn off the interruption of the...
Yeah, I'm
going to
put on eight also.
Okay.
Ready.
Has arrived.
Jeannie.
Has arrived.
Jeannie, I'm going to turn off the chimes. I think I can. Actually, it doesn't say that on my list of things, but I think it's just star six. So I'll turn that off after they've been on for, you know, coming in for a couple, four or five minutes.
Okay.
So we don't have to hear that continual... Hopefully, that'll be the one. I tried
ding,
to play
ding, ding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make it better. Wei, say to Jeannie what you just said.
Hi, Wei.
Hello?
She's muted, so she can't hear us.
I heard somebody. Are you there, Wei?
Okay, hello?
Jeannie,
okay.
Your list.
Okay, I was so excited this morning. I woke up and I can think of 50 names. And I categorized by any single person, diabetic, overweight, busy people, and then extra income. That's me, five categories there. And you can start listing them down. And all single...
Nice. Oh, diabetic, overweight?
Single... Busy people, and finance, of course.
Good idea.
It's huge. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's just like a lot of, yeah, of course, you know, busy mom, but busy that kind of fall into that people. I don't have time.
Has arrived.
Jeannie, I'm going to be on mute, so I'm going to go ahead and mute myself.
I've got to pull up your the report that you sent me.
I got to thinking, we don't have sleep on there, so I've got to do an adjustment quick. So just...
Hey, you're right. I knew there was something that I...
Yeah, I knew there was, too, and I couldn't quite get it.
Well, now I can't find...
Has arrived.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Anybody want to say good morning or say their name and...
Good morning, Jeannie. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Happy Valentine's.
Good deal. All right. So we got Steve and Wei and Char, and who else came on?
Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Not good, but that's okay. It's got nothing to do with this.
Okay. We're glad you're on, everybody. So,
Betty, it's on.
Hey, Betty.
Hey, Jeannie. Doing good, son. How about you?
Real good.
Wonderful.
Well, I guess we better get on. I listened this morning. I had to get up early with Ricky, and so this morning I got an email from Dave Johnson about Roger Drummer's the best CD, I guess, in a long time. And it's on Dave's podcast. And it's called Our Shake's Better Than Your Shake. And that's kind of what they wanted to name it. And it's, I guess he had been on with Colleen. Anyway, I listened to a portion of it this morning, and it was very good. And I know last night's call I did not listen to with Dave Balzer, which I'm sure was fabulous, too.
Has arrived.
Anyone get a chance to listen to Dave's call last night? The product call?
Yes, I did, and it was excellent. But I can't give you notes right now, so you go right ahead with what you're going to do.
Oh, that's okay. I wanted to, on this podcast, I thought it was fabulous, and I only listened to about 20 minutes of it, and it's an hour and 7 minutes long. So he's going to go on about different things. But one thing that really, he's talking about how sugar, how it affects people's lives, and the importance of having a whole food protein in the morning, and how the Kinzen Vital Balance, the KVB, really meets that. And most people that are affected by sugar, it's how it affects your life. Things like even high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, and diabetes, these are all sugar issues, and it's about how sugar affects your body. And it's as simple, he said, as changing the way that we look at these foods, and we can have, that can change in as little as 7 days. To control your blood sugar levels, even if you're in.
Has arrived.
I just thought it was so intriguing. And, you know, we've heard lots and lots and lots about sugar. But he said, if you will give your brain what it wants and do this for a week, and what your brain really is wanting first thing in the morning is some pure protein. What happens is a lot of times you have a piece of toast or you have something that's going to spike your blood sugar, and it gives your brain a false sense of energy. And he said something about dopamine, and I was looking for it in my notes here. But he said the root cause of a lot of problems, health problems, is that your brain's not getting what it wants. So you've set it up for craving all day long. When you have something sweet or sugar first thing in the morning, your body is faked into thinking, wow, this is great. And then 2 hours later, it dumps you, and so you're expecting to have it again. So he was talking about how to, he mentioned Dave's call a few days ago, maybe last week's call, I guess, on how to use the KVB as a meal replacement, and he said it was an excellent call. But what he wanted to talk about was how to set up your brain for success. So if you're, if you really want to curb your cravings for sugar, here's how to do it. When you wake up in the morning, and he said it doesn't have to be like first thing or whatever, but because some people don't like to eat for 3 hours and, you know, that kind of a thing. He said, but whenever you do have your breakfast, your brain is craving protein, and you want to give it that first. What happens when you do that is that your brain releases dopamine, and what that does is it boots up your brain. He said, it's kind of, think about how you boot up your computer. It boots your brain up, and that dopamine is the power by which your brain works, and how Vital Balance is great for this. If you're really serious, you want to just have it with water, or you could have unsweetened, like soy milk or rice milk or what, almond milk. And then he said within a half an hour, you're going to notice that your brain is totally awake because it's getting what it wants. And he said, after that, it doesn't matter if you get hungry in the next couple of hours. What you'll notice is that your hunger is a different kind of hunger. It's the kind of hunger where you realize, I think I'm getting a little hungry and I might need to eat something. But it's not the kind of hunger where you're looking under the desk for the cookies that you stashed or, you know, that kind of a hunger. It's the kind that you realize you need some food. And then he said, if you're serious, then your next meal should be like a plate of vegetables and some more protein, whether it's a shake or, you know, something like that. But here, if you wanted to use a shake as a meal replacement again, but have a plate of vegetables along with it. And then the next meal, do the same thing. And he said, if you do this for 7 days and stick with vegetables and protein, stay away from your grains, white bread, you know, those kind of things, then you're going to notice a huge difference. You're going to lose those sugar cravings. And then he talked about fat, and he said, we've been fed such nonsense about fat. He said, without sugar in your diet can, you could have 50% fat in your diet without a horrible thing happening to your body. But he said, when you consume sugar all day long, your body cannot process the fat. And so, without sugar in the diet, you can have up to 50% of fat. Okay, I said that. And in the vital balance.
Fats, Jeannie?
I'm sorry?
Did he delineate the different kinds of fats and which are more healthy than the others?
Not at this point.
Oh.
He may go on later on.
Okay.
I only listened to the first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's an hour and 7 minutes. But he was talking about, he was building up to the fact that the reason why the MCTs, the medium chain triglycerides in vital balance, the reason why they're so important is because your brain's lost the ability to metabolize sugar. It's almost in a pre-diabetic state, and it can no longer metabolize it for energy. And so it uses the ketones from these medium chain triglycerides, and that's what gives it the fuel and wakes up your brain. And then he said, genetically, we're programmed to burn fat. You know, way back, you know, thousands of years ago, there were no 7-Elevens, you know, where you can stop and get a big gulp and stuff that ruins your metabolism. And he goes, you were lucky if you got 2 tablespoons of sugar every couple of months. But you were basically designed to run on protein and fat. But when you consume sugar all day long on a daily basis, your body can't metabolize any of that fat in your diet because it has to clear the sugar out first before it can work on the fat. And if you've got sugar going all day long in your body, then it can never get to the fat, therefore it stores on your body. And then he made a comment about insulin, too, which is kind of interesting. My notes are too scribbly to see what that is. But he says, in as little as 2 weeks, you can become a lean, mean, fat-burning machine. And he said that within a month, if you're a type 2 diabetic, within a month, you can basically regulate your own blood sugar just by giving your brain what it wants and allowing it to regulate itself. It was a pretty bold statement, I thought.
Is that recorded, Jeannie?
Yes, it is. It's on Dave Johnson's podcast.
Okay.
From February 13th. So he just put it up yesterday. He sent out an email. I got it last night or this morning, one or the other. And it's called Our Shake's Better Than Your Shake. And then he talked about this, too. He said, if you don't think you have willpower, it's only because you're not giving your brain what it wants, and you've lost control because you've lost control of your diet. And he said, if you think it's going to be hard to look at food without a craving, you know, if you have a hard time, like some people just they can't pass, this is just an example, can't pass up a donut shop without stopping, you know, that kind of a craving. He said it's not hard. He said it's not hard for him to look at things, and he was talking about his own life too. It's not hard for him because he doesn't, he's not in that craving state of mind all the time because of the way he starts his mornings. When you have sugar first thing in the morning, your brain gets a false high or a false dopamine. And within an hour or two, you begin to fail, you have another craving, and then that creates that treadmill that you get on. And all of this, too, he says, ties into the huge rage that we have in our country with antidepressants. And it all has to do with what you set your brain up with the first thing in the morning. So he says what Kenzen Vital Balance is, so important for everybody is the reason he thinks is because it's an easy way to teach yourself how powerful a food can actually be. He said you don't have to plan anything, you don't have to prepare a first meal in the morning, you just do it. You just make your shake, you drink it. And he said after 7 days you'll learn a lesson that your body runs a certain way and your body reacts to certain types of foods, and all of your moods, your initiative in life, your willpower is all wrapped up in one tiny thing, and that's what you start your day out with every single day. So I think that's just pretty cool. And then he said this statement, you'll be surprised at how your businesses will change too, because your approach to the things you need to do, the willpower you need to focus, your brain will be engaged to looking at things differently in life. And when you lower the stress in your life, which that is going to greatly help if you can focus and that kind of thing, it'll be less stressful. That's going to in turn help also with the sugar craving type of things too. So he said, so if you're doing this to get over sugar cravings, you'll get that done in 7 days if you stick with that. If you're pre-diabetic or even into diabetes, 30 days. And you have shake and vegetables. You know, try to get most of your stuff from your vegetables. It's the simple things. He talked about going on his European trip recently, and all the food that he ate. He told his story, you know, about being heavy when he was in his 20s, and then he realized he wanted to change it, and he went from like 247 to 147 or something in 6 months, and that kind of a thing too. He said it's funny how they have this skinny guy come out, and he goes, oh, here comes that skinny guy talking about losing weight again. But he said he did have an issue before, but he's maintained it all these years, and he realized that it was how he fed his brain in the morning. Comments or questions, how is everybody doing?
Can you send me that email? Does he tell you how to get to this recording?
Yes, there's a link. I'll send it out.
Thank you.
Me too.
I'll send it to you.
Actually, from Dave Johnson website, the podcast you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can go to Magnetic Leaders, and then you can go to Dave's podcast.
Okay.
And then another great one, sorry, while on the roll. There was an interview with Mike Michio with Roger Drummer. He also states a similar thing, but it's also a great call. It's like healthy lifestyle, something like that. Also have the same message.
Mm-hmm.
That's also on YouTube if you don't have the iPod for the iTunes.
Oh, it is on iTunes. Yeah, on YouTube too. Good.
Yeah, so Dave is on the iTunes, but similar message, exactly the same message,
mm-hmm.
was on YouTube. I can forward to Shar. And then everyone accesses YouTube, so they can listen to the same message that he was talking about, the protein, setting up the protein for the day, et cetera. So
perfect.
Everyone can access that easier, because not everyone has the... I mean, I have another phone now, but I can't access the podcast. But I'll forward that to Shar. She can forward down. He spoke about the same message. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
That would be a great way. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. So how about, how's everybody doing this morning on their shakes? Or who has not started their shakes yet? Or have their balance yet?
I have not.
I want it started, but I haven't got it yet. It should be there today.
I had ordered one more can of the other, so I'm going to have to drink that first before I go on the Nisessa.
Okay.
A moment. Does anybody know how much a milkshake costs at Burger King or McDonald's or places like that?
No.
Okay, a small one for a smoothie is like $2.67 at McDonald's, which is the one, you know, they have the, I guess you look at the mango flavor, $2-$3 something for the large. And then, you know, and then Jamba Juice, you're looking at $4 plus.
Because if somebody says to you they can't afford this,
mm-hmm.
ask them what they're willing to pay.
I told people two cup of coffee.
Mary Lou has arrived.
And they're certainly not getting any nutrients there.
No, not in the coffee anyway. That's like cost $3 something at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Or from one of the shakes. All they're getting is sugar.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Thank you, Wade, for that information, too. And Nancy, what a great question. I think it would be good to find some comparisons. And I know the Jamba Juice, next to my gym, there's one next door.
We should just go stand at McDonald's, and when people start ordering that, look at their size. And we should have little samples or something.
I know it. I think it would be great to have a sampling of this somehow. Invite people over and do a presentation, and I'm going to bring some along. Mine should be coming in today too. I'm excited about that. So,
mine's not here, life's not. This is Mary Lou, and I came in late.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mary Lou.
And mine came in last night.
Oh, good.
And also, I am now sampling it.
Or
having my drink.
What did you put in your drink?
I put just the pine egg water.
Okay.
And a couple of ice cubes because I'm one of those that likes it a little bit cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And all then just normal room temperature.
Hi, Ruth. I sat down today. It said February schedule. It doesn't say body balance, but in there, Ruth has some recipe for different things. For the weight loss, for the lean body, I like how she kind of elaborate more on the vital balance and emphasis of the importance of it.
And where is that?
It'll say February schedule or something. There's a PDF file that she sent down. It's a vital balance. But there's PDF file that says February schedule or something like that. So it's kind of like, you can overlook it. But it doesn't say anything about it especially on her PDF file. But it said February schedule or February event. But you click on that, she explained it really well, thoroughly, of the vital balance in the greater details.
Is that on
This one she just mailed down from Natural Solution, Natural
Reflections.
Okay. It'll say February schedule or something of that nature at the PDF file. So you can overlook it. It doesn't say anything about Vital Balance PDF file. But, it is a great one that she kind of summarized and really emphasis on the different benefit of it. She did some good research and put it on there in 3 pages.
Okay. Do you want to send that to Charles?
I get a lot of coming down, but sometimes you can overlook them. I almost overlooked it, but I'll send it up to Char. It's a good three-two.
Well, can you tell us again what website you went into? Is it their YB Hurtin' website, and then it comes under Ruth's Things, or what?
Oh, no. She sent down. She sent as a broadcast down from Dennis Williams. If you're talking about the letter, the 3 pages that she put together for the Vital Balance, Kenson.
Yes, ma'am.
That she did really. Yeah, digital.
Yeah,
it's from, I guess. Yeah, it's like.
It's an email.
It was an email. It's a broadcast email. You can overlook because the PDF file doesn't say anything about Vital Balance. It just said February's something on it. I guess information, but I can send it up to Char and whoever is sending
it
out.
I will send it, yes.
Yeah, then, because you can get a lot of email from them.
Again. Beautiful.
Yeah, that
would
be
great because we don't all get those.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay.
Can you send it to Nancy, or Nancy, are you able to send those back out? I won't get anything from Char.
Whoever. Nancy, I think I do have yours.
Are you sure?
Don't I?
That'll be great.
I'll send
it
both, and then you can send it down.
Fine. That'll be good. Thanks,
Wade. If I've got your emails, I'll send it down, and I have yours, Mary Lou, so you should be able to get it on mine, too.
Thank you.
I get it.
do.
We'll do better.
No, I went out. That's good. Awesome.
Let me see. And mine's a little brighter green. I put some kale, so if you want a, you know, a beautiful bright green, put one of the just a few leaves in. I did probably 4 or 5 leaves of kale in with Denny's and mine both at the same time, and it's so fast compared to the way I was making smoothies, green smoothies, and the difference in how it reacts on my body is absolutely unbelievable for me. I mean, it really is. After all the work I went to, all that time of doing, but I was using the Body Balance in it, but it isn't the same product.
Mm-hmm.
Not anywhere near what we've got now. So I'm like, well, I'm absolutely elated, and the rest of you that are very excited, because I know what this can do for our business. All we've got to do is bring up the awareness of people, and the ones that are, you know, that care about their body and the cost, like Nancy was saying, no way.
And
do we
then,
have any
by
competition?
The way, Ruth did a wonderful calculation on it also that I was talking about. She said, like, it cost $2.67 per serving on the autoship, and it was actually cheaper than our previous thing because we have more. We have 30 meals versus 12 meals before compared to our last. Here it is.
I did that breakdown two-way, and I was amazed at how much less it was than the previous
okay,
product
I'm ordering. Okay, Char.
Yes.
Look out for my email. Okay, I'm ordering to you. Let me see. Okay, oops. Let me see. So then you have it fresh.
Yes, I like it when it's on the top of my list instead of digging down through.
Right.
Yeah.
So Char, and then I have Nancy. So then you can, you know, send it to everyone. Nancy.
Yeah.
KOS at SBCGlobal.net?
Right.
Okay, I'm sending to you. Go, yeah, so okay. Different way, so that'll be top of your list so you can pull it down. But
I
am so excited. Now, people look at me, oh my gosh, I don't have any inch loose, but I can't wait for the mental clarity and then the, oh my gosh, the metal detox you share with them, Char, of the other stuff you found out last night on it.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't, because I was letting Jeannie do.
Well, and you know what? I'm glad you reminded me of that, because I did a little research on that before, chlorella and cilantro facts. Those are the ones, and I pulled down a couple of things. Oh, my goodness. Detoxification is probably the best known of the chlorella facts. No matter where you live, you have toxins accumulating, and chlorella is an extremely effective antioxidant. Even heavy metals like cadmium, mercury, arsenic, and lead are expelled from the body after it's introduced to the diet. And those with liver ailments from smoking and drinking make use of the liver detoxification effects from chlorella to assist them in their healing. It helps the body to break.
Can you send that to me too, Jane?
I will, and I just did some poking around on the internet. And maybe you wanted to talk about this tomorrow, I don't know, but...
No, that's fine.
This is another benefit, is that it helps the body to break down metallic toxins, and this includes lead, cadmium, and mercury, among other things. It's great for strengthening the response of your immune system. Well, here's one. Japan, in particular, has focused on chlorella and its ability to help detoxify the body and neutralize or remove toxins and substances that are poisonous. Talking about chlorella, the benefits of chlorella, the open chlorella. Mm-hmm.
So
this can take anywhere from 3 to 6 months and will depend on large part how much you have added to your diet, of course. What were you going to say, Wayne?
Interruption. As we were talking about detoxing metal, that kind of stuff, kids who have autism. Autism is another thing that just came up in my mind as you were mentioning it, so that would be another category. So I mentioned that I had a list of 5-6 different categories of people that can benefit from this, and then now autism would be the sixth.
Yeah, that's another one. You're right.
But also, yeah, along that line, Shah was saying this is L-shaped, one meal equal to like 60, you're talking about 60 ounces of yogurt as far as the probiotic. You're talking about our one meal replacement equals 60 ounces. You're talking about 60 ounces of yogurt culture in a yogurt can. I mean, that's if you're looking at a 6 ounce container. So I'm just relaying that what Shaw has got fresh from her call last night.
Beautiful. That huge too.
Anyone see the potential of? I just heard about a 32-year-old with breast cancer.
Mm.
And you talked about how it's cleansing and detoxifying.
Yeah. Mhm.
It has to be making the body more alkaline also, because we're using the water in with it, and I don't know how the pee affects that, but I'm sure all those other ingredients help to affect that also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great.
On Swiss chard, can you use the stems in your smoothie?
I don't, because it takes, that's putting more fiber in, but I'll tell you, since I've been taking that, I certainly do not need any more fiber. I mean, even in the morning before I take anything, it's taking care of everything. Oh, I made ice cream last night. I'll do that tomorrow, because I know we're running tight on our time. And
we are,
The recording goes off at 30 minutes, so we're really finished.
Right.
So if we give anything important, it will not be recorded. It's on the website, on Steve's website, lifestylesupport.org. If you go in there and you go down, you'll see the dates. You'll see the dates of it. You have to go way down. A distance down anyway, and all you're going to see, you have to click under unreviewed or something like that, calls, the way he's got it up now. This will change as he does some more stuff, but anyway, it is there, and I can probably put down the steps of doing it so that you can go in there, direct people to go in and listen to it, and print off the recipes. He's got the recipes in there also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pardon? I think Wei asked a question. I don't know. But anyway, we need to run, guys, because we were going to keep it to 30 minutes, and we're right at that for Jeannie's benefit, being that she's got other things in her day to do also, and so do all of us. So
I was going to say, be back on. So.
Yes.
Good to hear your voice. I was wondering how tax season was going, so at least you can make the call.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.